you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of allowing ourselves to do what God wants us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to let go and let God work. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, touch right now, Lord. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. You know any and everything that we need. You know any and every concern that we have. You know any and every problem that tries to overtake us, Lord. You know any and everything about each and every last one of us, Lord. So right now, we're emptying ourselves out right now so you can work it out. We give you every problem, every concern, and every fear, every tear. We giving you all this stuff right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because if we know Neokoshana, we know that you can handle it in Okosi. And we know that you can take care of it and you can fix it, Lord. God, if it's by chance that doubt tried to creep up in our hearts, or even in our doubts, Lord, Neokosi, our thoughts, Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, to remove it. And forgive us on today, God, because we believe you. Because there's always something good and something God with you. Huh. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know that you can fix it and that you can handle it and you can take care of it. We know, God, that your hands are not short. And neither are they slack. Oh, God. Oh, God. So we're coming to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're giving you an invitation into our lives. We're giving you an invitation into our situation. We're giving you an invitation into our concerns. Oh, my mind, little local sea. Something good, something God. Oh, my mind, little local sea. Oh, God. We're emptying ourselves right now. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, you guys. Start writing down all this stuff. Write down every worry, every problem, every concern, every fear, every tear. Any and everything that's heavy on your heart. Any and everything that you're concerned about. I want y'all to write this stuff down again. I want y'all to put it on the altar. Jesus. Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in the sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you enter into this place. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would drench us with your blood on tonight. Lord, we're coming in expectation for a breakthrough. We're coming in expectation for a breakout. We're coming in expectation, Father God, for you to break some chains and loosen some things, God, that has us wrapped up and tied up, Lord. We're coming in expectation on today, God. Lord, I'm asking you to touch us. Touch us tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus with a special touch. Remove any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you. Remove any and everything out of our minds that's not like you, Lord, that we would not be distracted. That we would not be consumed. Lord, remove these things on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to concentrate on the word that you got for us, Lord. We're in expectation, Father God, for your word, Lord. Because your word, Father God, is what breaks things. It's your word, Lord, that helps us, Father God, to be able to cope and maintain some things. Lord, I'm asking you to do it for us, Lord. Oh, my mind, little Ophelia. I'm asking you to do it, Lord. And cap your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. Oh, my mind, little Ophelia, little Ophelia. I'm asking you to do it, God. I'm asking you to do it, Lord. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be performed in our lives. Your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. We surrender it all right now. We surrender it all right now. We're not just surrendering our hearts, God, and our mind and our thoughts, but we surrender in that problem, that concern, that situation. We surrender in our children, our jobs, our spaces. God, we surrender it all to you right now, God. Right now, we're giving it to you, Lord. Right now, we're giving it to you, God. Because we know that you can handle it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As y'all write these things down and empty yourselves out, please put that stuff on the altar. Empty yourself that you may be able to go into a praise and a worship, concentrating on nothing but the Lord, because it's all about Him. He tells us not to allow our hearts to be troubled. So we're not going to allow ourselves to be troubled. Because we know that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. He is capable of handling that thing. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we lift you up. We lift you up right now, God. Because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. Hey, hey, God. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, Lord. There is nobody else that can compare. There is no Nobody else that is equal to you, God. So we're going to lift you up and glorify you right now, God, as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. You are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creation. You are, God, the epitome of who we are. It is you, God, and we want to acknowledge you on today as being your Koshana, oh God, and we putting down any and everything that we may have exalted higher than you, God. Any crown we ever worn, we laying at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we laying at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we laying at your feet, God. All our problems and concerns, we laying at your feet, God. Hey! Hey, God! Hiya, Bahashat, little Lokosia. Oh, God, we casting down everything right now. Because we want to lay at your feet, God. We want to hear your voice, Jesus. Any and everything that got your people, Father God, wrapped up or tied up, God, I'm asking you to remove it. Remove the hardness of the heart on today, God. The stiffness of the neck, the pride of life. Tear it down right now, God. because we humbly come to you, Lord. And we tell you that we love you. We tell you that we adore you, God. You do so much. You do so much for your people, God. It is so many times that we are not mindful enough, God, to give you the salutations, to bow down to you, God, to every Johnny Okofia. But we're doing it right now, God, because it is due you, Jesus. It's due you, God. It's due you, Lord. Hey, Yabahashan. You are great, God, and you are greatly to be praised. Govern over your people tonight, God. Oh God, we're welcoming you into this sanctuary in our hearts, our minds, our problems, our concerns. We're welcoming you into our hearts, oh, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move, God, by your Spirit. Open up our understanding, oh, today, God. Open up our understanding today, Jesus. There's so many things in our lives, God, that we don't have a full understanding of, Lord, but we got to get that our ways and thoughts are not like yours, and that everything that you do is for a purpose.
Oh God.
And for a reason.
Oh God.
Oh. So we give you all these things right now, God. We give it to you right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, so many times we've been in a hurry to get out of your presence. But we just want to sit right here. See? We want to sit right here, God. Because we know, God, that Ekoshana, if we're in your presence, we know we're in a safe place. Can't no sickness dwell in your presence. Hey! Fear cannot dwell in your presence. Nothing that is contrary to your will, your way, and your purpose, or your plan can dwell in your presence. So we are pouring right now, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Hi, Mama, little locals. Oh, Mama, little locals. The Lord says that He's going to detach some things that has been clinging to us. He's going to detach some things and move some things around for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the detaching of some things, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the detachment of things. Thank you for the moving of some things, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He is so able to untangle some thoughts inside of our minds where it puts us in a place of confusion or wondering or doubt or fear or hate. He's going to buffet us. He just said, I'm going to buffet my people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the buffeting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you guys. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to prolong the word going forward because I'm excited and I'm anxious to hear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our speaker tonight is going to be our very own Prophetess Tamika. Come on, you guys. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. As she can really come forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord God, we worship you. I got a song I wanted to play. Thank you, Father God.
Father God, we thank you on tonight. We come boldly before the throne of grace tonight that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time and this time of need. Father God, I'm asking for your help on tonight, Lord God. Help open up the understanding. Help to receive, Lord God. Touch the hearts tonight, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be teachable. Help us, Lord God, to receive your grafted word of God on tonight, Lord God. And I pray that you anoint this your vessel, Lord God. Anoint my lips with clay that I might speak the oracles of God. As I hear you speak your word, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. I thank God and I give honor to the set woman of this house. I thank God for you. I thank God and I give honor to God. I thank God for each of you on tonight. God is so awesome. He's mighty. He's omnipotent and he's wonderful. And he's also spontaneous because at 4 o'clock he changed my message. He changed my message, but it still kind of goes with what I was going to speak about. Like I said, I was, but God gave me something else. As God began to give me the word, he had given me my message, and I was pumping gas to come over here. And he told me that there are different types of walks. And as I began to say, I said, yeah, because when you look at different people walk a different way. Some people sway, some people move their arms more, some people lean, some people may have a limp because of something happened. There may be an injury or whatever, but there's a brisk walk. There's a casual walk. There's a hiking walk. There's a trailing walk. That's a fast walk. It's different types of walk. So tonight we're going to talk about taking the spiritual walk. So we're going to start out. We're first going to define walk. What is a walk? When it comes to biblical terms and spiritual, a walk is used to describe the way someone lives or behaves. Have nothing to do with their posture. It's used to describe the way someone lives or behaves. So let's go to Ephesians 5. And we're going to go to verse 15 and 16. 15 says, see then that ye walk circumspectly. I didn't see that one in the Merriam-Webster. I didn't see a circumspective walk. It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, tonight, we're going to walk a little bit. We're going to walk through the word. And we're going to learn about this circumspective walk. Circumspectly is defined careful to consider all circumstances and possible consequences. It also means cautiously, discreetly, with watchfulness, every way with attention to guard against surprise or danger. Now, walking circumspectly can also mean living in a way that demonstrates obedience to God's commandments in one's relationships and behavior. Now, circumspect behavior, when someone is careful to consider all circumstances, possible consequences before doing or saying anything.
Come on. Could you repeat that, please?
I'll go back and read all of them.
Come on.
We're going to start at circumspect. He says to walk, see then that you walk circumspectly. See then that you walk cautiously. See then that you walk discreetly.
Come on.
See then that you walk attentive, on guard,
Jesus.
Being aware of your surroundings, being aware of how you present yourself,
come on.
Being aware of what you speak, being aware of what you put in your eye gates, being aware of what you let go in your ear gates. Walk circumspect. Walking circumspectly can also mean living in a way that demonstrates obedience to God's commandments, which is his word, and one's relationships and behaviors.
Jesus.
Which means his word commanded me to love my neighbor as I love myself.
Yes.
That's relationship.
Come on.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Relationship.
Come on. Now.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. Relationship.
Come on. Now.
Circumspect behavior. When someone is careful to consider all circumstances.
Mm.
He didn't say careful to consider overthinking.
Come on.
He didn't say careful to consider anxiousness.
Come on now.
Careful to consider all circumstances and possible consequences.
Come on. Mm.
Before doing or saying anything.
Come on.
Being mindful, being alert.
That's it. That's it.
He's talking about taking the spiritual walk.
Mm.
The circumspective walk.
Mm-hmm.
The walk where I'm very careful or not to be joking in the break room on the job.
Come on.
Because jokes can go too far and I can find myself in a conversation that I should not be in. I'm careful to consider. I may have opened my mouth to say, but I think about the consequence.
Come on.
And I say, y'all know what?
Come on.
And he says, not just only the consequence, he said the circumstances.
Jesus.
To consider all circumstances. Let's define circumstances. He just told me I hadn't defined that. Let's define circumstances.
Come on now.
Jesus, help us, Lord. Jesus. A piece of evidence that indicates the probability or improbability of an event.
Come on.
They say you have probable cause.
Come.
So these are probable circumstances.
Jesus.
A situation with regard to wealth. It also says a subordinate or accessory, a fact or detail.
Mm.
So it can be a fact, but consider it.
Consider
all consequences and possible, all circumstances and possible consequences before saying or doing anything. So you may ask, how do I walk circumspectly? He says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. A fool. We already know what a fool is. A fool just don't consider anything they do. They go about, they do anything. Their guards are down. They don't care. They don't consider the consequences or the possibilities. He said, but as the wise. Then he says, redeeming the time. We got to use our time wisely when it comes to God.
Come on.
He holds us accountable for our time. Time is meaningful to us. How much time are we spending with the Lord? How much time are we really considering all the circumstances and possible consequences before we do a thing? Are we searching His word to see what are all of the circumstances and possible consequences?
Yeah.
So you, like I said, you may ask, how do I walk circumspectly? Well, let's go to Galatians 5:1. He gave me three keys that's going to help us walk circumspectly. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, which is freedom, wherewith Christ has made you free. And do not be entangled, we heard that word earlier, again with the yoke of bondage. In my terms, stay out of sin.
Come on.
Don't go back to what God has freed you from. I don't care how familiar it is, and I'm telling you, I'm speaking from experience. When you go back, it gets you stuck. It gets you stagnant. You dry. You don't feel God's presence. You feel far away from Him. Stay out of sin. Entangle. Involve someone in difficulties or complicated circumstances from which it is difficult to escape. How many have found yourself being free of something, and because it's readily available or in arm's reach, you find yourself back in that thing? And you get real comfortable. You all colored up with it. You just real comfortable. Your appetite then woke back up, and you just can't escape it. Jesus. That's how I was with Mountain Dews. It was a bad job. I had a Mountain Dew for breakfast. I had a Mountain Dew for brunch. I had a Mountain Dew for lunch. And I mean, when God delivers you and He tells you to do something, do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Because when you get entangled, it says it involves someone in difficulties or complicated circumstances from which it is difficult to escape. And He tells us to do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So that's the first thing. We want to stay out of sin. And we know that the word lets us know that we are flesh. We are not perfect. We do live in this flesh, but don't stay there. Don't stay there. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians 4:16 for our second key. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Ephesians 4:23 says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So your second key is stay in your word. If you're not in your word, get in it. And I know that we have so many distractions, so many things. Sometimes, just to help you, as I have done over the years, I'll get me 2 scriptures and I just write them for a whole week. Until you just get stuff in your spirit. And if you have a thesaurus and different things in the back of your Bible, go and make reference to it. And if you're struggling in an area, find scriptures that help you with those.
Yes. Yes. Good. It works.
It works. The word will work if you let it. Get those scriptures. Meditate on them. He said, meditate on them day and night. Keep them in front of your eyes. Don't let them depart. Keep it in front of you. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the way that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind is you get in God's word. You get in God's presence. How do I get in God's presence? Turn on that song that gets you. I don't care if it gets you emotional. Because once you finish getting emotional, the presence of God is going to rest on you and deal with you.
Okay?
I don't care if it breaks your heart when you hear the song. Guess what? He's close to those that are of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Get in His presence. The presence of God purifies. The presence of God cleanses. The presence of God renews and revives. He said the times of refreshing shall come in the presence of the Lord. I think sometimes we just make it so hard because it does take work. It does take time. It takes a little bit of time. But that's why you have brothers and sisters in Christ that can help usher you there. They can help get you to that place. So the first key is what? Stay out of sin. Don't be entangled again. The second key is getting your word. Be renewed, he said, for which cause we faint not. We faint not. Why? But though our outward man perish, this flesh gonna die. You can dress it up how you want to. You can put all kind of jewels on it. You can get all kind of bath bombs and body gels and scrubs and all that you want to. It's gonna wrinkle up and go back to the dust.
Come on.
I don't care how many BBLs and acupuncture and all of that. Gravity coming back again. And it's all going to the dust. There ain't nothing wrong with looking good and feeling good about yourself, but just know your inward man is more important.
That's right.
That inward man is more important. The third key. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Thou therefore endure hardness. Y'all know this is one of my favorite scriptures. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth, this word again, himself with the affairs of this life. What does entangle mean again? Involve someone in difficulties or complicated circumstances from which it is difficult to escape. Now, when I began to study that, he's talking about war right there. So, when I looked it up about the entangled, no one who wars entangled himself with the affairs of this life. When a soldier goes to battle, he shut everything down. Everything that's non-military means nothing to him. When he go to war, he don't watch anything about the weather. He don't care about eating. He don't care about his family. He care about nothing but going to this battle. They shut down everything. And he says, those who we endure hardness as a good soldier. No man that warreth entangling himself with the affairs of this life. And then the next scripture says that because he goes to please him who sent him. The third key, endurance. And endurance means suffering patiently. So, we got to suffer in the Lord. Yeah, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will deliver them out of them all. And he said, man, days are full of trouble, and they are few. So that means most of your days going to be full of trouble. Why? Because you chose to live for God. You're a target. You got a target on your back. But endurance will help you get through it. He said endure hardness as a good soldier. And he gave me that scripture. He began to explain to me because this walk is not hard, but it's not easy. We have a lot of bumps and bruises, but how many know they make us?
Come on.
They make us. They make your character. Man, when I tell you from November to now, I'm a different person. I won't bust nobody's head as fast as I would before. I won't shoot you as fast as I would before.
Thank you for
it. I consider the consequences of the orange jumpsuit and the unseasoned meat.
Hallelujah! Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But thanks be unto God.
Yes.
That always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. But I just want to encourage you on tonight. I know it gets tough. People come up against you. People are not the easiest thing to get along with. I got a little dog, and Lord, he the easiest little thing. Even though he tried to bite me, he did. I said, Lord, if people can just be this way.
Right.
You can fuss and holler at me, still come back. He just can be
right.
Why he care out so bad?
Don't we know it?
Yeah.
And baby, they just, I mean, it's this life gets hard.
Yes.
But like the word says, many of the afflictions of the righteous.
Yes.
And we still have to love.
Still.
We still have to be kind.
Still.
We still have to have long suffering,
yeah.
Temperance,
yeah.
All of that. We still have to do that. We have to. We still have to pray for those who persecute us and say all manner of evil about us.
That's part of the hard part.
That's the hard.
That's part of the hard.
That's the hard. But when you get in prayer, man, by the time you hit that third gear, God had you praying so hard, you be want to stop. And God still had you praying for you. He's like, Lord, that's too much now.
What'd you say? I broke.
Bless him with a car. Girl, that's too much now.
Woo! Bless him, God.
Woo! But God will get in your prayer when you let go. God will take you to that place.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he will.
And we all have a race to run.
Yes.
You don't have to try to outrun nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to try to catch up with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to try to learn how they jumped over that so you can do it just the way they did it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
You may trip.
You will trip.
Mm-hmm.
Might even break your leg, but guess what? He's a healer.
Come on.
He's a burden bearer.
Hey.
He's a heavy load carrier.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God got us. He just want us to walk this spiritual walk with him.
Mm-hmm.
Take a walk with me. When I was studying this, that's what he kept saying to me. Take a walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's walk down here. Let's go down memory lane.
Come on now.
Remember when this, when that. That's why I have your heart the way it is.
Come on.
You endured some hardness.
Thank
you, Lord. As a good soldier. They talk about walking out. They don't know nothing about walking it out.
Woo!
I mean, you have to walk out this word.
Come on.
And we can't go in the house and shut up and go away from people because they're going to find you still. If they have to send you a letter in the mail or on the email, they're going to get you told. Either way, one way or the other. So, as Paul always said, I admonish you tonight. Take a hold of the altar and don't let go. It's going to get rough. It's going to get tight. But stay in the face of God. Continue to cry out for his heart. Lord, I want your heart. Lord, I need your heart. Lord, I need you to talk to me. I need you to walk through me. Lord, I need you. And when I tell you God will do it, he will transform your entire life. You're not in this walk alone. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. You don't have to tell people all your business. Just tap them and say, intercede for me. All you have to do is tell me. My mom and I used to have this thing. We'll call. I say, send up some timber, and we'll hang up the phone. She know I mean going to prayer.
That's it.
Send up some timber, baby. We going. We send some fire up to heaven. I mean, we have to in the house of God. We gotta walk this walk, like he said. We gotta stay out of sin. And it's funny that I hear myself saying that, because I'm like, Lord, but I heard that my whole Christian life. Stay out of sin, stay out of sin. But when you really get the revelation of what that thing means, man, God will fight for you. When you the messed up, he'll fight for you. You'll be like, God, you are the redeemer. You saved me from that.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
He will do it. He will do it because your Lord, I messed up with you. He said, repent quickly. He said, oh, I messed up, but Lord, I'm so sorry. Jesus, I can't believe I did that. Forgive me. Fix me. Wash me. Cleanse me. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to do that.
That's right. Jesus.
God will do it. And when he was showing me them different walks, why I was seeing people walk like this. And then, you know, back in the day, they used to really bring it on across there. Yeah, then they come, they have on their coat. Don't let them be from Michigan. They slay that fur. All kind of walks. And he said, yeah, but I'm talking about a circumspective walk. A walk where you're not on eggshells, but you're very mindful of where you go. You're very attentive of what you're involving yourself in. You're very mindful of your conversations. You're very mindful, even though you hear that conversation over there, and it's enticing because they tell them the truth on Sister Cantaloupe. Ooh, they tell them the truth on her. And you want to get over there, and you want to put your two cents in. And say, yes, Lord, that's how she is. But you have to back out. God will help us, and we in those minute things, because it's our character. It's our character. The first thing so an unbeliever wants to judge you by is your character. I was working at the hospital, and they were hiring for the environmental services people to work, and a pastor friend of mine, I know, he applied. And he said that the manager over, the guy over that department said, man, every preacher I got in here was lazy. They didn't want to work. They was up in here asleep. Your character. Your integrity. I don't know if he was telling the truth or not, but I know if you hadn't worked up there. But I'm just saying, y'all, just God wants us to be mindful or how we present ourselves, even to him.
That's
one last thing. When Joseph was in prison, they came and they got him. And the jailer came and got him, and he said, the king want to see you. Joseph didn't just get up and go. Joseph said, let me get myself together. Let me clean myself up. Even though I'm in jail, I'm not finna present myself like a prisoner. I ain't finna go smelling no kind of way. Joseph put on the best he had, and guess what? Favor met him before he got there. God is concerned about how we present ourselves to others and to him. We can't go to God any kind of way. And some of us know how we've been going to him.
Yeah, any kind of way.
Any kind of way. My own way.
Yeah.
Just today. Not yesterday. Because today that big bill came in the mail.
Jesus.
We got to want God more than anything. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these other things will be added unto us. Just live right. Proud to God and ask God. Tell him you just want to please him. I'm telling you some prayers that, I'm telling you, I've been saying 20 plus years, and God just answered some prayers I prayed when I was a baby saying. He was reminding me of that the other day. And he said, these some prayers that you've been praying. He had let me hear myself praying on my apartment floor about 20, my daughter 28, had to be about 24 years ago. And I mean, I was getting it too. I'm just crying, Lord, fix me. Oh, God. Oh. I said, I was trying to remember it so I could go write it down so I could pray it again. Because I used to write my prayers. I would write them. I would just walk through my house and pray them. I would just write them and walk through my house and pray them until they got in my spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just didn't write prayers. I went through the words. and got his scripture. And that's what I started praying. He said, hide my word in your heart that you won't sin against me.
That's right.
And we talked about this the other morning on the prayer line. Receive the engrafted word of God. Mm-hmm. When something is engrafted, when they give you a graft, when they take it out, they take some of your skin out.
It's
in there. It's entwined in
That's
there.
Right. That's right.
We got boss man D-Lo tied up in there. K. Michelle. Beyonce. Well, we can walk around and sing them songs like nothing.
For real.
You turn on an SWV song, I'll sing it just like that. I ain't heard in years, but because it's in me.
Yeah.
I took time to learn the words.
Yeah.
Play the tape back and forth till I got
it.
Play the tape. I just rewind it.
What
she said? Yes. But God has laid out his word. He said, my word is everlasting. It's eternal.
Amen.
It's going to be a time where they take up Bibles, y'all.
It is. It is.
You got to have the word in you. It's a sustainer. He sustains. He keeps. Every time he showed me that about sustaining, he showed me how some plants, you water them. And you don't have to water them for 2 weeks because the water just sustains them.
Yes.
And some of them, you can give them too much and drown them. But how many know you can't get too much of the Word of God?
Huh? You can't.
You can never get too much of the Word of God.
Not never.
We came up under Pastor Powell, and Pastor Powell would say, get all you can all you can get. She used to can vegetables. And she said, you can't get everything today, can it?
Yeah.
It'll preserve.
Yes,
it'll be preserved. You can go back and get it.
That word. Yes. Sustain.
It will sustain you.
Yes.
But I keep just seeing that flower pot with that water, and it's slowly seeping it up. Just slowly seeping that water up.
Yes.
But you never run dry.
Never.
You never run dry. So we're going to do a quick recap. I thank God for the word on tonight. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God that I was going to teach about the word of God because he's still been on me about that word. But he said, no, talk about the walk on tonight. Talk about the spiritual walk and how we're here from heart to help one another walk this walk. When you get weak, call on one of your brothers and sisters. Don't be embarrassed. Look, this man knocking at my door, I want to let him in. Pray for me. Pray for me. Don't even let him know you there. I'm talking about real stuff. Because how many know when you get serious about the Lord, they come from everywhere.
Come
ones
on.
You wanted, who didn't want you.
Oh,
back
yeah.
then they didn't want me. Now they all up on me.
No.
They come. You don't. People don't even have to know
you.
Where you are with God, but you're like a magnet because of the glory that's on your life. And it don't be stuff you don't want. Big show, yeah. All that. Yep. Say no, sirree. Do you love the Lord?
What you say?
I can. No, they say I can. Do you love the Lord? I can.
What you say?
Listen, we don't have time.
That's right.
We got somewhere to go, and God has so many different gifts in here, and so many different things He wants us to do.
Yes.
We have businesses we have to build.
Come on.
We got churches and ministries.
Yes.
We have outreach ministries.
Come on.
We have vans that we got to get.
Come
we
on.
Have bowling alleys that we got to build. Yes. We got all kind of stuff we have to do for the kingdom of God. We have stuff we got to do, y'all. He's redeeming the time. But we also got to use our time wisely.
Yes.
And had to stay sober. And I'll tell anybody in here, and I'm going to go back to this, and I'm going to get off of it. It was a lady, an old mother in the church. Y'all know I love the old mothers. And she told me, baby, she said, you just a glory, you're so pretty. And she said, but it ain't you. It's the glory of God. And she said, that's what them Negroes running behind. I'm just telling you, that's what they want. The devil sending them for your glory. That's what they want. And I just want to encourage you tonight. They don't want you. They just want your glory. They don't want you. They don't want you. Because soon as you do what they want you to do, they don't like you no more. Until you get some more glory. So stay focused. Stay diligent. Be enduring. Stay consistent. Do what you know how to do, then ask God what else to do. Yes. Don't let nobody ever tell you that you're doing too much. I'd rather do too much and make it than not enough and miss it. Because you have all these other religions come and tell you, you are a God. Yes, I am, but I serve the living God. I was made in his image and in his likeness. But he is the living God. I've experienced him well enough for you not to tell me that there is no God. I know his presence too much. He has said and done too much for me. And he said, don't even go debating with people like that. I tell him, you know what, you got it. You got it. You got it. Yep. You got it. In the blood of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. Let you know I still believe. I heard what you said, but I still believe. I tell my kids, I said, don't lend your ear to nobody who ain't talking about Jesus. If they talking about anything else, because my daughter was telling me when we were in Georgia, she said, so-and-so said it ain't a God. I said, do you believe that? She said, I know it is, because I be praying. She was like seven. She said, I know it is, because I be praying. So I encourage you tonight. Our three keys again is how do I walk circumspectly? Stay out of sin. Galatians 5:1 telling us don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Two is to get in your word, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And three is endurance. He said, endure soldier, hardness as a good soldier. And he talks about being entangled again there as well. Father God, I thank you on tonight. I bless you and I honor you. Lord God, I pray that you untangle us and everything that we have entangled ourselves with. Every lie, every disappointment, every spirit of rejection and betrayal. Lord God, untangle and untie us on today. Lord God, every spirit that has come to block and to cause us to be stuck and stagnant, untangle us on tonight, Lord God. Untangle us on tonight, Lord God. Untwine, undertwine, and untwist us on tonight, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for your spirit, for there is liberty in your presence on tonight. Father God, we thank you for your word on tonight, for showing us how to walk circumspectly, how to walk watchfully, how to walk discreetly, and how to walk cautiously, being mindful of all circumstances and possible situations, oh God, that could arise. Father God, we thank you for your wisdom. For you said, be not fools, but be wise. We thank you for your wisdom, oh God. We thank you for the wisdom from above, not the earthly, sensual wisdom, Lord God. Give us your wisdom. Anoint us with your wisdom on tonight, Lord God. Help us to see beyond seeing and hear beyond hearing, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to see and to discern, Lord God, everything that wants to knock our walk out of line. Lord God, we just thank you on tonight for being a circumspective walker in you. For being mindful of our surroundings, oh God. For being mindful of what we engage in, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just bless you and we glorify you. And we lift you up on tonight, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence in this place. Lord God, we thank you for your deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for your breakthrough, Lord God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come on, let's get God another.
I'm going to minister to Joshua. God been talking to me about you all week. And this big old heart you have. And how people try to trample over this big old heart and use this big old heart. You give so much. You have given so much. Even just in, hey, cuz you know what such and such is, you give people direction, show them where to go. You just always helping. But people still try to come back and rob you. They don't give that same energy back to you. They won't give that same back to you. And sometimes you just be like, Lord, you know, I give so much. I give so much. But God is going to bless you. He's going to give you a double portion. Hallelujah. Even in relationships, you just give your all, and then they turn around and just whatever. But God is going to work that out too. Everything that you've done, God is going to give it back to you. 100-fold, 1,000-fold. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. I see you even showing people they needed places to stay. And you say, it's a house right down there, or such and such, do this, do. God's going to do the same for you. But he's going to lead you to these places. He's going to show you these places. So don't let your heart get hard in helping people. You continue to help. You continue to give. Because he said, give, and it will be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will God give unto you. Yes. And that's what he's doing. But don't let your heart get hard. Still help people. There's some people you even say, I ain't doing that no more. It was like, I just see family. It's like some cousins. Hey, cuz. They wear cuz out. Hey, cuz. Mm-hmm. But you know why? Because they see the abundance in you. You don't have it yet. But by the time you get it, you've been cut them off. So they can't, can I drive your car? Can you take me here? God gonna work that out. But you continue to give. You continue to give and God is gonna bless you. And he just showed me how your heart is. You just have a beautiful heart. You just give. You hate to see people hurting, even a baby. You don't even want a baby to cry. Somebody get that baby.
He had all the babies in the church.
He don't even want a baby to cry.
Jesus.
And God loves you. God loves you. And even if some things you feel like, we were talking about walking tonight, I see you walking, and God is walking right with you. You're going in the right direction. You've made the right decision, says the Lord. And I am with you. You won't be there long, but you've made the right decision. This is just to get you to that next place. It's just to get you there. It's just to get you there. So you go and you work as unto the Lord, and God's going to open even more doors for you. Everywhere your feet shall tread, it's going to be blessed. Everywhere.
Come on, y'all.
And all of you guys who are members here, he said, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Y'all have been faithful. Y'all are the faithful few. It's like two or three missing, but y'all have been the faithful few. And God is about to bless you guys. You're going to see some overflow. My sister, some things that you've been praying for, I see just a bursting. That bursting we was talking about, I just see it around you. And you've been waiting on some things for a long time. But God said he just been waiting on you.
Hey!
You like to do stuff your way. And you keep going around and come back to the same spot because you did it your way. You're going around and come back to the same spot because you're doing it your way.
I'm going to turn my back.
But there's been an illumination here.
Thank you, Lord.
God brought you here for such a time as this. And he going to break that spirit of rejection off of you. You done had that so much in your family. Not no more.
Jesus.
Not no more. You are somebody. You are somebody.
Jesus.
You somebody in God.
Hey.
We ain't supposed to try to be nobody in our family. God going to do that for us. He said he'll raise one up and take another one down.
My God. I hear a little Jesus.
Lord God, we silence the memory of those hurtful words, God. We silence the memories of those cutting words, Lord God. Lord God, we silence those in her life right now. We decree and declare they will not take root and grow no more. But we root them up. We pluck them up now from her life now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we release hope in her, Father God. Lord God, we release confidence in her, Father God, like never before. And we release boldness as a lion right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more timidness, no more fear, no more doubt. We thank you, Father. The anointing. The anointing. Right now. Flows. Jesus. You don't have to prove yourself to nobody. You don't have to prove your anointing, your understanding, your knowledge to nobody. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, no.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. After at least anoint your feet, you get up and you walk out of that. You walk out of that.
You walk out of there and don't come back the same way. Don't come back the same way. Go to your left. Go to the left. Don't come back this way. Thank you, Lord. Every word curse spoken over anyone in this house, we cancel them right now. Never to take root in our lives in Jesus' name. Every covenant breaking spirit, we cancel them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Never to take root, null and void, ineffective, inoperative in our lives. We live the abundant life. He gave us this life and this life more abundantly. No more poverty, no more lack. He said he give us wisdom and knowledge and the power to get wealth. Father, we receive that wisdom, power, and knowledge to get wealth. You might be short in stature, but God put some inches on you spiritually. He said, stick close. Stick close with Pastor Tate. Stick close. You come a long way. Don't go back. Don't let those words haunt you. Words hurt, y'all. Words hurt. Words have destroyed lives. Lies have destroyed lives. He talked about tonight walking circumspectly. Be careful of what we say to people. You had some real hurtful things said to you. He is the lifter up of your hand. He is the lifter of your hand. You say that every day. Lord, you are the lifter of my hand. And don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed about what was said to you. Don't be embarrassed about some things you've done. God got you. He brought you here for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Jesus. And the Lord says, He wants you to yield to Him more.
Jesus.
Yield to Him more.
Jesus.
Yield to Him more.
Jesus.
Yield to Him more.
My God.
Yield to Him more. That's where your healing is. He's going to heal you in your yielding. When you go into surgery, they put you under anesthesia.
Come on.
Not only so you can't feel the pain, but so you won't start yelling and moving.
Come on.
It makes you still. God said He's going to do surgery.
Thank you, Lord.
You're already open.
Thank you.
But He's going to heal that.
Thank you.
And when people come poking at it, it won't hurt no more. It won't hurt no more. It won't hurt no more. You'll say, yeah, it's there. It's there. But it'll hurt like it used to. You can touch it. You can touch it. And guess what? Even in recovery, it's still painful.
Come on. Come on.
Because sometimes you got to learn how to walk again after surgery.
Come on.
Sometimes you can't even go to the bathroom after surgery.
Walk.
You got to walk a little bit.
Jesus.
But the Lord wants you to yield.
Jesus.
Even in your personal time, just get before God.
Jesus.
A song that ushers you in the presence of God.
Jesus.
And just lay prostrate before Him.
Jesus.
And the next time they come poking the bear, He won't rise. Because they like to poke at you.
Come on,
they like to poke you.
Come on, speak, Holy Ghost.
But the next time they come from that bear,
Jesus.
He won't rise. You're showing some kindness.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's still there, but it don't hurt like it used to.
Jesus.
I just see how people just being so cruel.
Jesus.
But that's why you're here for such a time as this.
My God.
Allow God to do a
great work.
Great work.
Great work. In you, God is doing a great work.
So when she pulled over, the Lord told me to get out the car, anoint her feet, and anoint her hands. This gonna blow you. And then after she got, the Lord told me to tell her to get out the car. She got out the car, she released, she screamed, she hollered, I hugged her. And then I said, the Lord said, It's time for you to walk this thing. Mm. Baby, he had us walking up the highway. I don't even know what highway we was on.
I almost, baby, he had me to grab
her like this. He said, see, you thought that you've been all alone all that time. He said, but you ain't by yourself. And so when we started walking, she was on this side. She was on the outside and she kept looking because cars was coming by, flying by. I said, let me get you on the other side because I don't need you to be distracted. I said, because God said you got the wall. So it was bruised in the middle of the road. I said, you see us bruised down in the middle of the road? Them spaces is not far apart. Okay? I said, Lord say, that's how you got to walk it out. You gotta walk it, there's gonna be a space. You gotta walk it, you gotta be a space. And we was walking so fast. Listen to me. You know it's 110. Baby, let me tell you, by the time we got a quarter of a mile up, she look, I'm telling her, the Lord wouldn't even let me go back. He wouldn't let me go back to tell her to come. And then the Lord said, turn around, she looking. And when I turned around, I did like this and told her to come on, because we couldn't go back. We was walking up the road real fast. And when I said, baby, your legs short, I was dragging her. I said, come on. And I was walking fast. Did you hear that one number, guys? By the time we got to the end, then here comes Matt riding up the street. And then I said, oh, I looked, I said, who? She said, oh, that's Matt. I said, see, God let me know you are never alone.
Now,
man,
could
have
told her, don't come back.
And when she tried, she failed. Because you will not be entangled with me.
It's like, I see her like a bungee cord. Every time you hear them words, you just kind of, they got you.
No more. What you kept saying, you ain't going to be entangled no more.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be entangled.
Lord had me searching scriptures at 4 o'clock, and I'm trying to search all the walk scriptures. He said, no, that's the only one. He's going to where I
am. Oh, what? Look, we always want to do what we want to do.
I said, oh, that's how I like precious. I said, oh,
what you say?
What kind of work you do with your hands?
Release. That's what he says. He's already released the continual release.
Jesus.
Jesus.
to you stay young.
You have declared and decreed, because we know you are not a God that should lie. Oh God, you said every word that you speak, it's got to go out and perform that thing. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it now. Cover your people, encourage your people, God. Strengthen your people. Give us that wisdom and knowledge, Lord, and keep us in that place of humility, lowliness, meekness, God, for the building of your kingdom, your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. We thank you, Lord, in advance, because I see it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I thank you for the dispatching of your angels, Lord, on our behalf, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I'm asking you to touch this, your prophetess, on tonight. Come in your blood and hide it behind your cross. And everything, God, that she spoke over the lives of your people, everything, all the virtue, God, that she let out tonight, God, I'm asking you to restore your daughter. Give her the strength, God. Continue, Lord. He called my mind near the local sea to use her mightily. The Lord said he going to use you mightily. Oh, Baba, you going to go to nations and speak my words, says the Lord. Oh, my mind near the local sea. Thank you, Jesus, for giving her the gift to teach. Thank you, Jesus, for giving her the gift to speak your word fluently. Thank you, Jesus, for sending her, God, to this place at this time for your people. In every nation, every tongue, every religion, every nationality, the Lord say you gonna. He's giving you the ability to turn the hearts of the people towards him. Thank you, Jesus, for giving her the knowledge she need, the wisdom, the understanding, the abilities. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Your feet were just shining when you were just walking back and forth. I'm like, that lady's feet always shine. Thank you, Lord. He said, oh, how beautiful are the feet of those that bring what? Glad tidings. Lord, we thank you for bringing her, God. We thank you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just got to play that song, y'all, because he's saying it. The Lord said there's some things that you got before him, too. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Y'all get ready. Your head on stay, boy. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Coming, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lisa, the Lord is saying that sometimes you feel left out. You feel like you're so busy, sometimes you get left out. Like, I ain't get my word. I ain't get prayed for. Can somebody else do it? And then when somebody else goes to do it, you say, I got it. You like to stay busy, but the Lord said he wants you to pull back on being so busy. It's not about being busy. Mm-hmm. You want to give him, you want to get it done, and it's time. But give God his time. His personal time.
this one-on-one time. And baby, when you come up in here, they won't be able to stand up. Because you're an intercessor. A strong intercessor. An intercessor with some depth. God's going to give you the eagle's eye. You're going to be able to see. You're going to be able to spot a witch. You're going to be able to spot anybody who come in this ministry who is not for it. Because you love the ministry. God also wants you to yield. He wants you to yield. Yield more to him. You've already started. You've been doing your worship at home. I can see you worshiping. And he says, she's been practicing my presence. He says, you've been practicing his presence. Keep practicing his presence. And watch that glory cloud follow you right on in here. And the people won't be able to stand up when you come in. When they come in, I see you up here hours before the church starts. And you wonder why. God, why I can't get a job? Why I can't? Because he have your work here. Your work is here. And God said, I'm going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. And your kids.
Yes.
He is your shepherd.
Ha! My God.
Just continue to yield. And he said, he keeps saying, keep practicing my presence. Keep practicing his presence. And the burden that you have for your kids, the Lord said that's your burden because it's not his. He said you're creating that burden. Let all of that go. All of that you think they ought to be and how they ought to act and what they ought to say and what they ought to do, let that go. You be getting on the kid nerve.
Be getting on their nerve.
And stop telling them everything the devil. They think you crazy. They say, Mama done got saved and now we the devil. No, but seriously, God said, dismiss that word from them. When you're talking to them, don't say, that's the devil. Just go, yeah, go to them in love and say, look, this is how, ask God for wisdom on how to talk to them. Ask God to give you wisdom. Because they love you. They love you so much. They love to get on your nerve. I saw that the other night. But he says that burden, you created that burden. So you can come to him in prayer, but now you got to practice fixing that too. Just go back and correct it. Ask God to help you. Give you some grace and mercy. God got you. You worry your daddy too. Stop worrying your daddy. He said, Daughter Lisa? He coming. You just walk circumspectly. He coming.
He gonna be so proud. Ooh, my baby girl preacher. I hear him saying that. My baby girl preacher. He coming. You just worried everybody around you. Just God said, just walk circumspectly. Yes. They know you say. They know you love the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You don't want them saying, oh, here come that Lisa. That's how they say it tonight, Lisa. Lisa. Oh, Lisa. But you just live the life. Don't try too hard with him. Just live the life. Be the light. He said, let your light shine. Not make it shine. Mm-hmm. Put it up, Lisa.
Turn off the
flesh. He said, we are light that sit upon the hill that cannot be healed. But your dad is proud of you. He's real proud of you. Your family coming. They coming. And I'm going to tell you who he's going to use. Your son. Glory! I call him Lil D. He observes a lot. He absorbs too. He takes in a lot. And he's gonna mimic what he sees. So you just live the life. Lisa.
I know
that's your name. Watch God do it. Cause more than anything, you want your family saved. You said these bunch of crazy people. God, you got to do it. But she called him a bunch of crazy folks.
Right.
Then
you said, your kids say you crazy. Can I get the praise?
Yeah. But they feel like you're demonizing them. So, ask God to give you some wisdom. They understand, but sometimes they feel like, oh, I wouldn't want to go to church so much. And so they'll start not liking the church because they feel like you're using the church. So just pray for some wisdom. You know your kids. You know their character. You know what they're able to receive. And ask God for wisdom on how, what you need to do with them. So they'll listen. They'll listen. You're trying to put the fear of God in, I mean like real, like the fear. They don't want to be scared of God. Fear of God is a reverence of God. But continue, God keeps saying continue to practice his prayers. Let them see those type of things. Next thing you know, your son going to be on the other side of you, praise me. Your daughter too. They're going to come right on in there with you because they want to be in his presence. And they'll say, mama, what's your name? I'm going to lay her head. She ain't all there. Rah, rah, rah. Let's go.
Come on, y'all.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank God for his word. I love you guys so much. I hope y'all chew on this stuff. Don't take it and disregard nothing that the Lord said. That, y'all hear? Y'all heard the word, right? Y'all be careful how you walk. Consider the circumstances and the situations. and the consequent, the possible consequence. So it all is predicated on how you act or react in your actions that would cause a possible shipwreck or not. That she kept saying possible. So it all depends on you and the choice that you make. That be walking upright holy without sinning. Because you can get mad and not sin. And you can sin without opening your mouth. You can sin without even touching. Your thought can become a sin. Because what a man think, so shall he be. Remember that. What a fruitful teaching tonight. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the woman of God that gave the word. I thank God for his written word, his spoken word, and the living word. Because it's life. His word is life, y'all. I thank God for it. Come on. Let's get God in here. We're going to get ready to get our offering and then we're going to dismiss. I just thank God. We got to make sure that we pray for this young man right here before he go. He's getting on the road on tomorrow, Sunday, one of them days. Whatever day it is, we praying for that traveling mercy that God cover him. He dispatches angels to go before him to make the crooked ways straight, the airways, the highways, the waterways, the trailways, the byways, and even the walkways. All that. I thank God for the vision that he's given us, each and every last one of us individually and collectively. I thank God for allowing us to walk in that billionaire status. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. The prophetess was saying there were some things that she had prayed, and the Lord is allowing her to see them take place now. I was telling you guys, there's some things that the Lord had promised years ago that's just manifesting in my life now. If God said it, it is so. That's it, and that's all. That's it, and that's all. Let's get our offering in there. We're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. Thing was fruitful to me tonight. What the world? If you're doing Cash App, remember, fill out an envelope, you guys, and just put your name on there and the amount that you did. Anybody need any envelopes? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all make sure y'all gave the speaker some water to y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for being in our presence, Lord. Because we couldn't hear a word if you weren't here, y'all. Do y'all know that? I thank him for his presence. I thank him for everything that he is doing in our lives and about to do. I thank him most definitely for what he already done. If it weren't for what he did then, I wouldn't be here now. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus.